Kevin Covet Softball's on the air. KWA Tri's broadcast of the Covets game against A&M Consolidated is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Doski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Cold Course Food, Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. We will go out to the field with your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with the classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Alumni Field, where tonight the Brenham Cubettes are getting set to take on the A&M Consolidated Lady Tigers in the second game of district play. Cubettes coming off the Brenham tournament, where they finished with a 4-2 record. Got a chance to see some different teams and look at some different players, and now Coach Roberts ready. Getting the team ready for what should be a start of a really, it's always with this district a competitive all the way around.
No doubt about it. You brought up a great point. A great job by Coach Roberts looking at a number of different players last week, trying to, and she pretty well had her lineup set, what she was going to go with, but she got to look at some faces and in different areas, and also got a good look at our pitching over the past weekend. Got our pitchers set up now, lined up, and this evening, tell you what, couldn't be a better second district game than a good rivalry game.
Yeah, and temperature is good. It should be a fun night, and we're glad you're with us. And don't forget, we're going to be here on the radio until 7 o'clock tonight. And then at 7 o'clock, we're switching over to the sports alternate feed on our KWHI.com website so that we can have live election returns. And Joshua Bloschke and Craig Montana will have that for you. Meantime, we invite you to stick with us as we continue with the pregame show. Let's send you back to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
H-E-B is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. H-E-B in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at H-E-B in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blim Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced, select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Lady Buck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cadet Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
And back we go here to Alumni Field. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And right now they're having the Parents Night festivities down on the field, recognizing each of the players on both the varsity and the junior varsity with their parents. And always a good night for the kids to get out and also to thank the parents who come out every game, every night, and get to support this team all season long.
I tell you what, and the parents of these softball players, they have done an outstanding job of supporting those young ladies and, you know, the children of their household. So great to pay tribute to them, this evening, very well, well-deserved.
Daughter of Wesley.
Absolutely, and so known so many of these moms and dads for a long time, and so good to get to see them out there with their kids and rooting them on. And as we come back here, it's second night of district play. Cubettes lost a tough district opener last week to Magnolia,
and Delilah Ortiz.
This is one of those where they just got to put that loss behind them and move on. And hopefully here in front of the home crowd, take care of business tonight.
No doubt about it. You and I talked about that game all the way from Magnolia to Brenham. And it was just an unfortunate situation. It started off with a very simple play and ending up being an error. And the floodgates just opened up, and sometimes those things happen. You couldn't have said it better. Put it behind you. Sophie, it's over with. It's done. It's in the books. Let's start fresh this evening.
It certainly is. We've got a great night to do it on, and we're going to continue with more of the pregame, but first let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Texas weather is unpredictable. Make sure your heating and cooling unit will work properly when you need it most. Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems, but they can also service any problems with an existing unit. Call Modern Air Solutions at 979-451-5004. That number is 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions. Honest work with always a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLA 74166E.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations at Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
And back we go here. It's time now to take a look at your starting lineups. And the starting lineups are brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. Bank with Bob, the Bank of Brenham. The bank you take with you and the bank you come home to. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham. Local, friendly, mobile. Member FDIC. And for A&M Consolidated, well, we got the names. We'll have to figure names and jersey numbers. We're going to have to figure out on positions because they didn't put any down on their lineup card. And but for Consolidated, leading off would be Brooklyn Gidley, followed by Jara Spar. In batting third will be Peyton Valentine. Batting fourth, Emma Ford. Batting fifth will be Savannah Coleman. Batting sixth, Reagan Johnson. Batting seventh, McKenna Klein. Batting eighth will be Mackenzie Burdett. And batting ninth will be Quinn Zaragoza. And now for your Brenham Cubettes starting lineup, it'll be Avery Maurer leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the center fielder, Hallie Scheel. Batting third, first baseman, Kaylin Rodriguez. Batting fourth will be the left fielder, Sarah Mabee. Batting fifth, third baseman, Andy Beckendorf. Batting sixth will be the right fielder, Kaylee Rodriguez. Batting seventh, second baseman, Mackenzie Tiemann. Batting eighth will be the catcher, Stella Landry. And batting ninth will be the designated player, Nevaeh Holmes, and she's going to be hitting for the pitcher, Heidi Busker. And that is, those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. And we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at our game time weather update after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinton Buccaneers baseball softball season.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
We've been to the nerds.
need short or long-term care, after an acute hospital stay, or from home. Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
And we welcome you back here as we continue with more of the pregame show. It's time now to take a look at our game time weather update. And the game time weather update is brought to you by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, you can visit their website at blinn.edu. And we are right now got 79 degrees under clear skies here in Brenham. And overnight low, we're supposed to get down to 60 degrees. And then tomorrow, another sunny day with a high of 82 degrees. And sunset actually has already occurred. And so sunrise tomorrow, 6:45 a.m. And humidity, 50%. And everything else looking good. And that is your Blinn College game time weather update. And now we're just waiting on the official introductions and the national anthem, and we'll be ready to get this one underway. But we've got more to come here on the pregame. Let's send you back to the studios. Let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
So you've got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe you've even got an emergency plumbing situation.
Have no fear. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts are here. Dynamic Drains is a leading professional plumbing team in Brenham College Station in Bryan. Equipped with the latest technological plumbing tools, Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and see their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber License Number 405-46.
Throw on your Cubs gear and get ready to cheer. Citizens State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too, because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your Cub pride alongside of us during the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball games. Citizens State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people, making local decisions. Member FDIC.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
All right, and here we go, and there we're back in time now for the official introductions.
By refraining from derogatory or demeaning comments and cheers today. Brenham ISD has a zero tolerance policy for inappropriate behavior towards athletes, coaches, officials, and other spectators. You will be removed immediately for this behavior. We hope that you will enjoy the game and support the athletes in a positive, sportsmanlike manner. Now, let's meet the teams and players in tonight's game. Introducing the visiting team from A&M Consolidated. Starting with the reserves. Number 0, Avery Gilman. Number 1, Gretchen Rudolph. Number 7, Rebecca Gibson. Number 15, Brianna Garcia. And your starters for Consol Tigers, number 10, Brooklyn Gidley. Number 2, Jarrah Spar. Number 3, Peyton Valentine. Number 9, Emma Ford. Number 17, Savannah Coleman. Number 12, Reagan Johnson. Number 14, McKenna Klein. Number 11, Mackenzie Burdett. Number 4, Quinn Zaragoza. The Tigers are coached by Heather Slayton, Lee Hood, Chris Collins, and Emily Kubicek. And now introducing the Brenham Cubettes, starting with the reserves. Number 5, J.C. Hager. Number 8, Della Jasinski. Number 10, Liliana Gonzalez. Number 11, Kinley Ankowiak. Number 18, Kylie Baker. And starting tonight for the Cubettes, shortstop, number 4, Avery Maurer. Playing center field, number 1, Hallie Shield. First base, number 20, Kaylin Rodriguez. Left field, number 14, Sarah Mabee. Third base, number 15, Annie Beckendorf. Right field, number 17, Kaylee Rodriguez. Second base, number 9, Mackenzie Tiemann. Catching tonight, number 16, Stella Landry. The DP, number 2, Nevaeh Holmes. And your flex pitching tonight, number 12, Heidi Busker. The Cubettes are coached by Katie Roberts, Olivia Van Hook, Megan Whalen, and Ryan Campbell. If you would now please rise, remove your hats, and join in singing the national anthem.
For some softball, and we'll be back when we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
Co-Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blend Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blend Bucks and Lady Bucks.
Play ball!
The pregame show was sponsored by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Bilski Water Well Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Whitson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizens State Bank, BVR Material, Colcourse Food, Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham.
Here we go. Brooke Gidley stepping in to face Heidi Busker. And the first pitch just misses the ball. It's 1-0. Busker was trying to go for that outside corner. And
thought it was there.
I did too. Even Stella Landry looked back and the umpire wanted to know where that was at. And this one is a foul up the third base side. It's 1-1. Gidley, a left-hand batter. And for the Cubettes, it's Heidi Busker in the circle. Back on the plate, Stella Landry. Right side of the infield, it is Kaylin Rodriguez at first base. And they've actually got an exaggerated shift on with Mackenzie Thiemann playing on the shortstop side of second base. And this one knocked down by Beckendorf. And I think I got to give an infield hit on.
I believe you're
now batting number two, Yara Farr.
It's... ball was hit really well.
Really well, and fast runner, too, moving down the line. And Jarrett, that'll bring up Jarrett Spar. And so now the Cubettes will be back in their normal positions. And as we said, Mackenzie team in second, left side of the infield, Avery Maurer short. Andy Beckendorf at third. And throw down to second, and Gidley already into scoring position. So he was safe, slid in well ahead of the tag by Avery Maurer. And in the outfield, Hallie Scheel in center. Placed right by Kaylee Rodriguez. And then left by Sarah Mabee. So Lady Tigers trying to manufacture a run here in the early going. And this one's going to be a little blooper out behind second. That's going to drop in for a base hit. Runner going to third. Scheel. And the throw was high. Luckily, it ricocheted off the dugout to keep Gidley from advancing home.
That'll bring up number three, Peyton Valentine.
Hey, let's shut it down right here.
Ooh, two quick hits here by the Lady Tigers.
And that'll bring up Peyton Valentine now. And Busker's next pitch.
Nice move, 12.
They're just taking for a ball.
Good pitch, Heidi.
The hit's a hit, but that last base hit was one of those oops.
Yeah. It was just a little flare that happened to get out in the outfield. And the 1-0 delivery. This one's going to be out to center. Scheel going back, makes the tag. And they're going to make the throw to third to keep Spar from advancing, but Gidley on the sacrifice fly will come in and score, and it's 1-0 consolidated.
Now batting number 9, Emma Ford.
And now Emma Ford, the batter. Another lefty in the lineup.
Right here, Heidi.
Come on, Heidi.
He said, I don't need the dog.
Yeah, that one in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. And Busker's next pitch. Set that one up outside and painted the corner for another strike, and it's 0-2. And next pitch coming. She was shooting for that corner again. This time the umpire didn't give it to her, and it's a 1-2 count.
That will never move a bit.
Nope.
I'm going to go behind or in front. I'm loud.
And that one outside again. And it's 2-2.
That one I'll give her credit. That one was outside.
But she's had a couple others here in this first inning that were awfully close. And this one's going to be sent out to left field, maybe back, and maybe makes the grab for out number two. And now that'll bring up Savannah Coleman.
Now batting number 17, Savannah Coleman.
Now, Busker can just get one more out, get out of this inning with just the one run. I think she'd take it. And that one is fouled back into the screen behind home plate by Coleman, and it's 0-1. And this one going to be sent out to center, shield charging, and she couldn't dove, but couldn't come up with it. And the run is going to score. Rodriguez there to back it up. It's an RBI double for Coleman.
Great effort there by Hallie Shield. Just come up just a little bit short.
And that'll bring up Reagan Johnson now as it's 2-0 A&M consolidated.
Number 12, Reagan Johnson.
Lady Tigers wasting no time and taking advantage of scoring opportunities.
Ground ball is short, and Maurer up with it. She'll fire onto Rodriguez at first, and then over time the side. But in the inning for the Tigers, they do come up with two runs on three hits, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the first inning. A&M consolidated 2. Brenham coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the Old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
And we return here to the bottom half of the first inning. A&M consolidated with a 2-0 lead on the Brenham Cubettes. It's Reagan Johnson warming things up. And you'll have to forgive us. We're trying to see if we can pinpoint the rest of the fielders out there, as they did not mark on their lineup card who's playing where. And in the meantime, for the Cubettes, it'll be Avery Maurer leading things off. Right-handed hitting shortstop.
Leading off for the Cubettes, number 4, Avery Maurer.
And Johnson ready with her first pitch. And that one up high for a ball.
I honestly thought when it fell, I thought it fell.
And next pitch coming up high, and it's 2-0.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we're doing, the national.
Yeah.
Maurer with a good eye there at the plate. Next pitch, and she pops this one up. Second baseman, shortstop, second baseman, center fielder, and right fielder all converging. Center fielder takes charge, and it's out number one.
Center has priority.
Now batting number one, Hallie Shield.
And it's a Hallie Shield, the next batter for the Cubettes. Coaches in place, head coach Katie Roberts at the third base coaching box, and assistant coach Olivia Van Hook in the first base coaching box. And pitch is a strike call. It's 0-1 on Shield. Senior center fielder. And she fouls this one away, 0-2. She already had a busy night in the top half of this inning. I know she'd like to return the favor. And 0-2 pitch. That one up and in to the left-handed batting shield, and it's 1-2. And fouls that one back into the screen back behind home plate. That'll hold the count at 1-2. Good crowd tonight on hand for this election night. And don't forget, we've got election night returns coming up at the top of the hour. And pitches inside, it's 2-2. And we'll the election night, starting at 7, the election night returns will be here on the radio, and they'll be switching us over to the sports alternate feed at KWHI.com, so you can keep up with the rest of the game, and you can use your computer for the game and use your radio to keep up with the returns. And that one back to the pitcher. Johnson's going to throw to first, and that's 2 away.
Now batting number 20, Kaylin Rodriguez.
And Kaylin Rodriguez to bat now. Craig Montana and Joshua Blaschke standing by back at the studios to bring the returns to you this evening. And the pitch is up high for a ball. It's 1-0. And next pitch, it's 2-0.
Do you, KK?
And a pie ball, 3-0 now on Rodriguez, trying to get aboard. Get something going. Cubettes would like to get those two runs back.
We'll take any base runner now.
Absolutely. And The pitch was looking up high to me, and umpire called a strike on Rodriguez.
Kaylin thought it was high also.
Yeah, she was getting ready to take the trot on down to first.
It's still a tight zone here.
Three balls, one strike. The next pitch, that one definitely up high. That was about eye level. And that's ball four. So Rodriguez will throw the two-out walk.
Sarah, maybe.
And that'll bring up Sarah maybe as well.
Sarah.
And maybe fouls this one away. Send over to the right side into foul territory.
Hey, bounce on up here, kid.
And the 0-1 pitch. Tried to check her swing. Umpire says she went around. And meanwhile, Rodriguez went with the pitch. And so Kaylin into second base now. Let's see if maybe get a hit here and move her around.
Hey,
0-2 count with two outs in the inning. And the pitch to maybe ground ball to third. Third baseman throws across the diamond to first, and that will retire the side. In the inning, they come up. Comets, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on, and we go to the top of the second inning. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivin' Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Annie Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
All right, as we return to action here, we're in the top of the second inning, and it is A&M Consolidated leading the Brenham Cubettes 2-0. And McKenna Klein, the batter, and after fouling off the first pitch, she takes the next one a little bit high, and it's 1-1. It'll be the bottom three in the Lady Tiger batting order. McKenna Klein, followed by Mackenzie Burdett, and then Quinn Zaragoza against Heidi Busker. And the 1-1 pitch from Busker.
Where was that?
I don't know. Here in the early going, I'm having a hard time trying to figure out this umpire strike zone. And this one catches the inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-2. Klein, a right-handed batter. And she swings and misses at the fastball and strikes out. And that's one away. Good pitch there by Heidi.
Oh, good, good, lively fastball there by Heidi.
Now batting number 11, Mackenzie Burdett.
And so Burdett batting now here.
Hey, stay on, Heidi.
She can use a quick inning. And that one in there for a strike. Caught that one just above the knees on the inside part of the plate. And an 0-1 count. And next pitch, a high pop over to the right side, giving chase, and
good hustle.
It was teaming, and both of the Rodriguez girls going for it, but unfortunately fell out of play.
Kinsley got over there awful quick.
Showing off that speed, and it ends up being a long, noisy strike. And an 0-2 count. And that one, a hard shot in the hole, knocked down by Maurer. Throw to first. Did she get her? No. Beat it out.
That was close.
She made it an awfully close play, and it's an infield hit for Burnett.
Ball was hit hard in the hole to let toward.
I'll bring up number four,
Avery's right side.
Zaragoza.
And credit Avery for just making that one even remotely close.
Getting a hand on it. Great job.
And Quinn Zaragoza now the batter. So one out and one on for the Tigers. And the next pitch is in there for a strike. Busker ready. That one is going to be down low and outside for a ball. It's 1-1. After Zaragoza, then we go back to the top of the consolidated batting order with Gidley and Spar. Like to get another out on that on the board before that happens. And this one knocked down by Busker, and it goes out in the center field as Maurer was going over to cover the bag at second. And it'll be another infield hit. That's what you call dumb luck.
Now batting number 10, Brooklyn Gidley.
And it's a 2-1, 1-out. As Brooklyn Gidley goes and gets up to the plate, she singled her first time up and came around to score. And she slaps this one foul over the left side, right above the Cubette dugout.
They definitely put the bat on the ball.
0-1 count. And the next pitch coming, and that's a shot. Fair ball up the third base side. And runner coming up. Landry going to put the tag on her and get her into play.
Good play there by Sarah Mabee.
Mabee firing a bullet right in the home plate and had to throw waiting on her.
I'll bring up number two, Garrett.
That saves a run. And Jarrett's part of the batter now. So runners at second and third, two outs. Spar singled and scored her first time up. And this one, a high pop fly into left field, maybe underneath. She'll grab it for out number three, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs. There were three hits, no errors, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning, and the Cubettes trailing this one 2-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 U.S. 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
And we return to action as the A&M Consolidated Lady Tigers lead the Brenham Covenants 2-0 here. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning, or excuse me, bottom of the second inning. Here on this election night coverage, we're glad you're with us here online at kwhi.com. This is the Sports Alternate Feed. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from Alumni Field. And it's Annie Beckendorf.
Leading off in the bottom of the second, number 15, Annie Beckendorf.
Beckendorf having a good season so far. Really been swinging a hot bat lately. And takes the first pitch for a ball. It's 1-0. Johnson in the circle for the Lady Tigers tonight. And this one is going to be fouled away. Beckendorf reached underneath and fouled that one over to the right side. Back behind the bleachers where the A&M Consolidated fans are at. And they actually got a pretty good turnout making the trip down here from College Station. And the 1-1 pitch in there for a strike. Just nipped the outside corner.
As we alluded to earlier, this is a rivalry game.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to make the trip.
One-two pitch. Bounced up there a ball, and it's 2-2. That one fell about 3 or 4 feet shy of the plate. 2-2 delivery. And that one up and in. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Beckendorf.
Need a base runner.
And she hits this one in the air, drifting foul. Just past the dugout area over towards the bullpen down the right field line, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. And the 3-2 delivery. And Beckendorf pops this one up along the infield. Second baseman over there. And making the grab is Gidley for out number one.
Hey, get on top of something here. Let's
and
go.
So now Kaylee Rodriguez.
Number 17,
the batter.
Kaylee Rodriguez.
And a long look in by Johnson. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Fastball right down the heart of the plate, and it's 0-1.
Kaylee just couldn't quite catch up to it.
A 1 delivery, and she fouls that one back in the screen behind her, and it's 0-2. Mackenzie Tiemann would be due up next for the Cowbats here in the bottom of the second. Swung on and missed. Fastball got her for strikes. And that's 2 away for the Cowbats. Brings up Mackenzie Tiemann.
Now batting number 9, Mackenzie Tiemann.
So nice.
And next pitch is up high for a ball. It's 1-0. And And next pitch is taken down low for a ball. It's 2-0 now on Demon. And she went and chased one upstairs. And it's 2-1. That one was about shoulder high. Two balls and one strike. Stella Landry waiting on deck. Hoping to get a chance to bat this inning, and Thiemann fouls that one away. Two balls and two strikes. And the catcher's there. It goes and gives chase back to the fence to retrieve the ball. Two balls, two strikes.
Kenzie was ahead in the count. Now it's deuces up.
And Siemens in this one, a fly ball out to center. And center fielder hauls that in for out number three. So for the Cubettes in that inning, three up and three down. And we've got two innings in the books. Back with inning number, Cubettes trailing 2-0. Back with inning number three after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader. Striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties. 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Branham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
And the first pitch is taken for a strike by Peyton Valentine here in the top of the third inning. It'll be Valentine followed by Ford and then Coleman. Heidi Busker with the 0-1 pitch. Rise ball stayed up, and it's 1-1.
Coach Ingram surprised me, Doug.
Yep. Ghost Jamie Ingram with the Blood Buccaneers. They got a big tournament taking part in the Region 14 crossover starting Friday. And they're going to be up in Mesquite for 3 days. Pitch up high, and it's 2-1. Kind of like a sneak preview of how the conference is going to go this year. And foul back into the screen. Two balls and two strikes. Valentine is a sack flyer. First time up in this one. A high drive back. And thankfully a foul ball. Just to the left of the foul pole.
By a foot.
She didn't miss it by much.
I tell you what, Valentine really turned on that pitch.
Absolutely crushed it.
High and long both.
And next pitch coming from Busker, high and outside, and it's 2-2. Actually, it's 3-2 now. And this one, high fly ball. Back goes maybe.
Still gone.
home run for Valentine over the left field fence.
That was a no doubter.
Yeah. And now that's going to bring up Emma Ford. It's now 3-0, A&M Consolidated.
Now batting number 9, Emma Ford.
Ford flew out to left field her first time up.
Well, the first players to greet her was the pitcher.
Yeah. And this pitch is low and away, a ball. It's 1-0.
I will forget about it after this, but that young lady really has very, very quick wrists.
She's really turned on. I would agree with that.
On two pitches, just really turned on them.
And that one foul back into the fence, and it's 1-1. Or the screened in area behind home plate. And it's 1-1 on Ford. And she sent, and Ford sent that one down the left field line, and that one's going to hook foul. One ball, two strikes. And that's going to bring a visit to the circle. Coach Megan Whalen going out to have a word with Heidi Busker.
Tell Jasinski has been warming up.
And wouldn't be surprised to see her come in here. And, of course, don't forget we got election night returns going on right now. If you want to listen to that, you can go to the main feed and listen to that on the radio. But if you're here for the softball killers, we're glad you're with us. And so Ford batting with a 1-2 count. And strike three called. Caught her looking.
Good pitch.
I think that's the first time the umpire's given her that pitch the entire night. And so Savannah Coleman batting the air. Coleman had an RBI double her first time up. And a pitch.
Ooh.
Got her to chase one up and in, and it's 0-1.
Coleman really liked that pitch, and Heidi Brewitt just blew it right by her.
Yeah. And the 0-1 this time. Foul over to the left side. Heading back toward the concession stand area, and it's 0-2. And the next pitch is going to be up high, a ball. It's 1-2. And sends that one foul down the left field line.
Slicing down that left field line. Good effort by Sarah Mabey out there in left field.
She's been a busy young lady as well here tonight with all the balls. All their left-handed hitters seem to all be trying to hit the ball the other way. And that one low and away gets back to the backstop. Two balls, two strikes.
Here, that group.
Yeah?
Yeah, go.
And this one out to center field. Shield backtracking. That's off the fence. And Shield misplay the ball and now throw to third. Going to be a double and an error. That allows Coleman to get to third base.
Now batting number 12, Reagan Johnson.
And now Reagan Johnson, the pitcher, the beneficiary of this run support, gets to come up and help her own cause at the plate. And the pitch from Busker, that one's going to be a high fly ball out to right. And Rodriguez with a catch. Throw home is going to be cut off. And it's a sack fly by Johnson. Scoring is Coleman, and that'll make it now 4-0, A&M consolidated.
Now bring up number 14, McKenna Klein.
And McKenna Klein, the batter. And the first pitch to her is upstairs a ball. And we just got a score in on the Aggie Longhorn baseball game. And did he say what inning this one was?
He did not give me the inning, okay. Thanks to Walt. But he just showed the score 2-0.
Yep, Aggies in the lead. Trying to maintain their unbeaten record. Off to an 11-0 start this year. And the next pitch is a ball. It's 2-0. That game over at Dish Falk tonight.
A year from now, that'll be a regular again.
Yep. And this one out to right field. Rodriguez backing. And she will make the grab to retire the side. But in the inning, consolidated, comes up with two runs on two hits. There was one error, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's time now for our Mattress Guys giveaway. And be the second caller to the KWHI studios at 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Maloof Z pillow from the Mattress Guys, valued at $60. Just call in at 979-836-9937 and be the second caller. This cooling gel convolution pillows infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere, and you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham, a former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop by his store at 2668 Highway 36 south of the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, and also stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Remember, one pillow per family per season. If you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to play. And we'll keep it right here as they're already through their warm-up tosses. And we're ready for the bottom half of the third inning. And it'll be Stella Landry to lead things off here for the Cubettes. She'll be followed by Devin Holmes and then Avery Maurer.
Leading off from the bottom of the third, number 16, Stella Landry.
Landry the catcher. And that one is going to be up high, a ball, 1-0. Cubettes right now just looking to try to get some base runners whichever way they can. And the 1-0 delivery. That's in there for a strike, 1-1. And the next pitch is down low, a ball. 2-1 count now on Landry. And the Bay Holmes waiting on deck. And Landry sends this one to right field. And over to the right fielder to make the grab for out number one.
Get on top,
play fielder that are playing almost perfectly.
And now Nevaeh Holmes, the batter. And the first pitch to Nevaeh Holmes caught the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Holmes batting for the pitcher, Heidi Busker. The 0-1 delivery is up high for a ball. It's 1-1. And next one down low, it's 2-1. And after Holmes, we go back to the top of the Cubette order with Avery Maurer. And that one foul back into the screen. Two balls, two strikes. And Holmes fouls that one away again, just getting enough of it to stay alive.
That's why you don't put it on the net. Not hard,
because we can have it. Saw Nevaeh several times last week. Good to see her hanging tight in there.
And the 2-2 pitch foul away. Holmes, one of the seniors on the team this year.
Hey, nobody better here, too.
Long look in by Johnson, next pitch. Outside is 3-2. She went low and away on that one and didn't get Holmes to chase after it.
You got it right here, Kennedy. Be close.
We need a base runner. We'll take it any way we can.
And especially with one with Holmes' speed, would definitely be welcome. And the 3-2, Holmes going to pop this one up. And that's going to be out of play. Hit over the, went over the top of the press box here and back behind us. Three balls, two strikes, one out here in the bottom of the third. And ball four, she draws the walk. Pitch was up about eye level and outside as well. It's a home to board. Now let's see if we can turn those wheels loose. As Maurer bats, Maurer flew out to center field her first time up.
Right here, AG.
Come on, Robbie. Bring her around, Avery.
And that pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. And now it takes the next pitch outside for a ball. It's 2-0. Long look in by Johnson, and Maurer's going to pop this one up. And, oh, she held on to it. did a little juggling act, but finally the pitcher Johnson hauled it in for out number two.
I'm going to bring this point up now, Doug. Big mistake there by Reagan Johnson. The pitcher, you know, the first baseman really had a better look at it. And, you know, they almost had a little collision there.
They certainly did. You know, the catcher involved there as well. I mean,
communications out there.
Exactly. And pitches up high for a ball to Howie Shield.
Hey, Sam, you can drive here. Right here, one. You're out there, too.
And that next pitch sails inside for a ball. It's 2-0. Long look in by Nan. Pitches down low, runner going. Throw down, she's safe. Stolen base by Holmes. Puts her in a scoring position. Now she'll come through with a hit here. But she does have a 3-0 count, so they will take a walk, too.
They'd be smart here.
Right, she's there for you, Nellie.
Good job by Nevy getting the stolen base.
And that won the obligatory strike on a 3-0 count.
It's still got to be yours.
And that one called a strike as well. I don't know, that one looked a little inside to me. So 3-2 count now on Shield.
Hallie was up 3-0 now, full count.
And fouls that one over to the left side.
Another chance here.
And next pitch back to Busker. Johnson, and she airmailed the throw to first. And so coming in to score is going to be Holmes. And all the way to third goes Alice Shield. It's going to be an E1, and Holmes comes in to score to cut the lead now to 4-1 with Rodriguez batting. And
now batting number Alice 20, Shield
has just made
Rodriguez
the first run of the game. Or excuse me, Nevaeh Holmes has made the first run of the game. And the first run of the game is sponsored by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. And Rodriguez swings and misses at the next pitch, and it's 0-1. And if you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. So now the Cubettes on the board. Now let's see if we can capitalize. You got your 3, 4, and 5 hitters due up there. And Rodriguez swings and misses, and it's 0-2. Rodriguez walked her first time up. Nice to get a hit here and at least cut the lead in half this inning. And this one foul up the first base side and over into the right field corner.
Hey, win it, kiddo. You got it.
0-2.
Hey, nobody better. 2-0. You got this.
And the next pitch, and Rodriguez swings and misses. She's down on the strike, on strikes, but the Cubs do get on the board. One run, no hits, one error, and one left on. And we played through three It is A&M Consolidated 4, Brenham 1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
And back we go here. We have a pitching change for the Cubettes as Della Jasinski comes on. And this pitching change is sponsored by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance in Brenham.
Top of the fourth, number 11, Mackenzie Burdett.
And it will be Mackenzie Burdett to challenge Jasinski here, followed by Quinn Zaragoza and then Brooke Gidley. And first pitch from Jasinski in there, right down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1.
Yeah, good start there by Della. Good lively fastball.
And next pitch up high, it's 1-1. Thank you for joining us here on KWHI.com, the sports alternate feed. And we've got, of course, election night returns going on the main feed. Pitches up high for a ball. It's 2-1. Right here, it's Consolidated leading the Cubettes 4-1. And this little check swing foul goes over to the, hits up against the fence on the right field side. Or I should say the screen, and it's 2-1. Brenham was starting to get to Johnson a little bit in that last inning. They need a quick inning here so they can go back out after. And 3-2 as the pitch goes outside from Jasinski.
I don't want to lose her now.
And 3-2. Foul tip. And it got Stella on the knee there.
Barely got enough of it to stay alive.
And still, they're asking Stella if she's okay, and she's assuring them, yeah, she's fine.
She's a catcher.
Yeah, catchers are tough.
They're tough.
You gotta be.
You gotta be tough.
Two pitch and inside a ball, and that's a leadoff walk to Burdett. And now that'll bring up Quinn Zaragoza.
Now batting number 4, Quinn Zaragoza.
And next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Zaragoza singled her first time up. And next pitch swung on and missed. 1-1, throw down to first. And back in safely is Burdett. Comets trailing this one 4-1. And that one foul hit it hard on that padding along the fence line leading up to the Comet dugout. And this one is going to be a little base hit. Got right over the shortstop, Maurer. And opposite field hit for Zaragoza. She's 2-for-2, and you got two runners aboard now. And back to the top of the Tiger batting order with Brooklyn Gidley. So two on and nobody out.
Now batting number 10.
Gidley 2-for-2 in the game.
Tell you what, these Lady Tigers put the bat on the ball.
They certainly do. And next pitch up high, a ball is 1-0.
We got to find a way to get out here.
And she sends this one to ground ball to Beckendorf. Fires on the first. And she'll get the first out of the inning.
And good job there by Annie. Get the sure out at first base.
And it's one away, but on the play, Burdett moves to third. Zaragoza moves to second.
Now batting number two.
Now they'll bring up Jarrah Spahr. And the first pitch to Spahr is up and in for a ball. And that one up high, it's 2-0. And the next pitch, up high. 3-0 count now on Spahr.
Gotta have a strike.
Because you got Valentine, who hit the home run last time up, is due up next. And that one in there for a strike, 3-1. And that hitter, that will load the bases now and bring up Peyton Valentine.
Another hit batter, Doug.
Yep. We were talking about it off air, but
now
yeah,
batting number become, three, Peyton Valentine.
And not just the Cubettes, but I mean, baseball and softball wise.
Baseball
we're
and softball
more,
both. I mean,
we're
wow.
seeing a lot more hit batters. And Landry going to go out and have a word with Jasinski.
Look at the little young lady, Doug. Bought her best friend.
Aww.
It's precious.
Yeah. Got her a little.
A little puppy.
Yeah.
She didn't want to leave it at home.
Nope. And time is called. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Cubettes trailing this one 4-1. Consolidated trying to add to their total. Only one out. The pitch from Jasinski. Up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Let's go, Mom again by Jasinski in the next pitch. Down low for a ball. 2-0 count. And next pitch in there for a strike. She needed that one, man. It's 2-1. Peyton Valentine, sack fly her first time up, and a solo homer to left field last time up. And next pitch down low for a ball. It's 3-1. And that hitter. And that will bring in another run as Burdette comes home to score. And that'll make it 5-1 A&M consolidated. And still only one out, and base is still loaded. And now Emma Ford due up. And after a visit to the mound, we're ready to resume play.
That'll bring up number 9, Emma Ford.
4-0 for 2 in the game. And the first pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. And this one foul tip. And by the way, we've got an update on the Cub game. They're taking on Cy Woods tonight over at Fireman's Park. And right now, Cubs leading this one their game 3-2 in that one.
That's a plus.
Yep. Got Brody Hammond on the hill tonight. And Drake Benke is a two-run double. And pitch is a ball. It's 2-1 now on Ford. And that game going on, as we said, at Fireman's Park. Cubs are getting ready to host that big alumni tournament this weekend. And that one gets away from Landry, and another run's going to come in. Wild pitch. And that'll make it 6-1.
3-1 on the batter.
And next pitch is a strike call.
Oh, nice comeback pitch there by Della.
3-2 now on Ford. Got Spar at third, Valentine at second, and that one knocked it by Bauer.
Good play there by Avery.
Gets the out, but another run scores. And that makes it now 7-1. A&M consolidated with Savannah Coleman batting. And on that ground out, Valentine moved over to third.
Now batting number 17, Savannah Coleman.
Coleman 2-for-2 with a pair of doubles. She's also got an RBI and a run scored.
Hey, what, these Lady Tigers, when they get runners on base or in scoring position, they work them on across the plate.
They sure do, and that one swung out and missed for a strike.
Need to get this lady out, too. She's had a pretty good game this evening.
And that one up high, 1-1. And that one up and in a ball. 2-1 count now on Coleman. Sinski just needs to get one more out and get out of this inning. And the 2-1 foul tip into the mitt, and it's 2-2.
She loves that high pitch, doesn't she?
Yeah, and good job by Landry there to hold on to that one. And the 2-2. This one's going to be popped over to the left-hand side. And out of play, Maurin maybe gave chase. But it was out of their reach. Try to shoot for the outside corner, stay too far outside, and it's 3-2. Runner third, two down. Pitch from Jasinski, swung on and missed. And Landry going to fire it down to first and get her to retire the side. In the inning, though, they do come up with three runs on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is A&M Consolidated leading the Cubs 7-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great-tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
All right, it's time now for our Whataburger recap. And the Cubette recap brought to you by Whataburger, 20-1 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown and online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7. And Johnson with the first pitch to Sarah Maybe, up high for a ball. And as we recap the game, A&M Consolidated got on the board early with a couple of runs in the top half of the first inning. Peyton Valentine, an RBI single. Savannah Coleman, an RBI double. Next pitch to Maybe, up high for a ball, 2-0. And then in the second inning, they get two more runs. Valentine with a home run and Johnson with a sack fly. Cubettes would get one of those runs back on a throwing error by the pitcher that allowed Nevaeh Holmes to come around and score. Pitch is swung and missed. It's 2-1. And then Consolidated would get three more runs in the top half of this inning. And right now, just a little past the halfway point in the game, and it is A&M Consolidated leading Brenham 7-1. This one, a high fly ball out to right field, and the right fielder haul it in for out number one.
Hey, top half here.
And don't forget, we've got election returns here tonight. And so far, what I understand, they've only got the early voting totals in. Still waiting on the returns from the as the other ballot boxes are rolling in. Annie Beckendorf, the batter. And that one got away from Johnson.
Now batting number 15,
took
Annie
off.
Beckendorf.
That one all the way to the backstop.
Hey, runner, kid.
And pitches inside for a ball, 2-0. And this one, a high fly ball out to right field. Second baseman backtracking it.
They dropped it.
They
what are they going to do?
I think a collision. And looks like that one dropped in, and so Beckendorf's aboard. I wonder if they scored that as a hit or an error.
I'm going to say E4 now.
Now batting, number 17, Kaylee Rodriguez.
I'm going to go with the right fielder making a major mistake there, not calling second baseman off, but we will take it. That's not where I'm going with it, but there's no communication. There's two instances where there was lack of communication.
And they do score an error. So an error there, and that'll bring up Rodriguez. So one out and a runner aboard. Cubs still looking for their first hit of the game. And that's second error committed by A&M Consolidated.
Hey, do you hear, kid?
One was costly. Let's see if we can make this one cost.
And pitch to Kaylee Rodriguez, and she fouled that one off the end of the bat. And it's 0-2.
Hey, win it, kid.
And fouls that one away. Off to the right side, past the bleachers. And sends that one to right field. Right fielder backtracking. Makes the grab for out number two. Well, I had to just take a couple of steps back and get that one, and so that'll bring up Mackenzie Tiemann now.
That'll bring up number nine, Mackenzie Tiemann.
And the pitch to Tiemann fouls that one back into the screen, and it is 0-1. Cubs still looking for their first hit in the game, and wanting Tiemann to come through here. And next pitch right down the heart of the plate is quickly 0-2.
You ready, Matt?
And this one is lifted into right field and over to the right fielder again. And she makes all three putouts in this inning. So no runs, no hits, one error, one left on. And we are four innings into this one. Comets trailing at 7-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the Old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stegett Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
And on we go to the top half of the fifth inning, and Della Jasinski in the circle for the Cubs, and she'll be looking at Reagan Johnson, McKenna Klein, and Mackenzie
Burdett. Leading off for the Tigers on the top of the fifth, number 12, Reagan Johnson.
And Jasinski ready in the next pitch. This one, a ground ball to third. Beckendorf up with it. Fires across to Rodriguez at first, and that's one away.
Good way to start the inning.
Make a pitch, Della.
And that'll bring up McKenna Klein.
Klein 0 for 2 in the game. McKenna Klein.
Struck out a first time up. Popped out to the center fielder last time around. And that one inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Got that trailing this one 7-1. Looking for a quick inning. Fouled away. And it's 1-1. And that one fired it in and just missed. It's 2-1. Next pitch is ball. It's 3-1 now. One pitch. Strike call is 3-2.
Good pitch. Nice pitch on that outside corner by Della.
And that will be old Trotter down to first. And a walk. That'll put one out in the
runner
aboard
now for Mackenzie Burdett.
Burdett's been on base both times, a single and a walk. And runner going throw down. They're not going to have a shot at her. Had just too good a jump there. And it's a 1-0 count on Mackenzie Burdett. She's got a single and a walk with a run. Oh, And that one fouled out on the third base line. One ball, one strike, one out.
Run totals mounting up. We want to keep them, keep that runner on the base pass.
Next pitch just misses, 2-1. And a 2-1 delivery. It's inside for a ball, 3-1.
Good pitch.
And the pitch is a strike. It's full count now, 3-2.
Good comeback pitch there by Della. It's count full.
Hey, you win here, kid.
Nobody better. Nobody better. You got me, Della. Hey, dig deep, kiddo. Got one. And that one's going to be fouled again. He's hanging tough in there.
I thought one had seeing eyes for a second.
Yeah. Three balls, two strikes. Just if you could use a strikeout in the worst possible way here. That's got her to chase one throw down and gets the out. Over at second base with Tiemann. Landry threw the ball to Tiemann covering first, gets the out.
Big strikeout.
Two away now. Now she can just get one more and get out of this inning without giving up any more runs.
Now batting number four,
Quinn Zaragoza. Zaragoza, though, 2-for-2 with a run scored. And that one up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Hit down in the left field corner, digging for two, and she's going to be in there with a stand-up double as Zaragoza. She's 3-for-3 on the night. And that makes it now 8-1 in favor of the Tigers. And now Gidley the batter. And that one fouled back into the screen behind home plate, and it's 0-1.
Got Gidley to ground after third her last at bat. But she does have a couple of hits.
Yep. Yeah, that one sails away on Dzinski, and it's 1-1.
Way to work, Stella.
Next pitch. Another one just missing down low. Ball. If she's missing these, she ain't missing them by much.
Right here, Della.
And that one stuck back in the back door for a strike. It's 2-2.
Well, nice pitch, knee high outside corner.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners aboard. Two runners aboard. That one back over the middle, and that's going to be in the center field, and Steele bobbles the ball. And the runner will score. And for Gidley, that'll be an RBI single. And that'll be an error on the Cubettes. And it looks like we're going to get a visit to the circle here. And let's see if Coach Roberts.
That's Coach Roberts.
Yeah, she's going to having a word with the umpire, upset over something. Not really sure what she was arguing about. And so Spar batting now. She has been on base twice, single, and been hit by a pitch. She's also scored a couple of their runs. And that one was caught for it on the inside part of the plate for a strike. 0-1.
Good pitch.
And be sure to stay tuned. Coming up in the bottom half of this inning, we're going to have our Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue home run inning. Going to give somebody a chance to win $30 worth of gasoline. And this one is going to be fisted away. Foul. That'll make it 0-2.
So one thing about the Lady Tigers, they've taken advantage of scoring opportunities.
They certainly have, and they've scored in four of the five innings so far. And that hitter, third hit batsman of the game for Jasinski, and that'll put two runners aboard now.
That'll bring up number three, Peyton Valentine.
And Peyton Valentine is having a big night. She's got a solo home run, a sack fly, and been hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. So officially 1-for-1, but she's got three RBIs.
Had a bad day at the office.
And
oh, my goodness.
One high fly ball.
Oh, my goodness.
Back. Gone. Three-run homer, Peyton Valentine. That's going to make it 12-1. That means for the bottom half of this inning, the run rule will be into effect.
OMG.
She just absolutely crushed that one.
Yeah, that she hit it to the farthest part of the field, folks.
Yeah. Into that right center field power alley.
Now batting
out
by
the right pole.
And all Hallie Shield did was look at it.
Yeah. And that's going to bring up Emma Ford now. Ford 0-for-3. And that one back to the backstop.
Hey, ready to go home.
She has managed to get Ford out. Maybe we can get an out.
Yeah.
Here.
That's what they need more than anything is get an out. And that one over to short. Mauer up with it. Throws to first.
It
got
yes.
her. Thank you. And that will end the inning, but five runs come across there. Three hits, one error, and nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, and it is A&M Consolidated 12, Brenham 1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivin Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Aschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
All right, back we go. We got Stella Landry batting here in the home run inning. $30 worth of gasoline. And who's Stella hitting for?
Amanda Sebastian.
And Amanda, you're first up, and she takes a pitch for a strike. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Consolidated leads it 12-1, so that means the run rule is into effect. So the Cubettes want to keep this going. They've got to score at least 2 runs in this inning. Yeah, we got $30 worth of gasoline if a Cubette hits a home run, or a rack of ribs if they hit a double or a triple.
Base runners.
That's what they need right now, base runners. Landry flew out to right field her first time up. And sends this one a high fly ball and foul down over toward the bullpen area. And that'll be 2-2 on Landry. And don't forget Buccaneer Food Store, your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit kolaches. Yeah, the 2-2. Landry going to foul this one over that same area, and it's going to go foul once again. And also, don't forget, you can visit Nathan's Barbecue inside for lunch specials daily. Get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, side orders. Get stuffed baked potatoes with your choice of toppings. And remember their motto.
Ain't no fear about our rib.
Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham. Proud supporters of area sports. For your chance to win during the home run inning, you got to just stop on by Buccaneer Food Store and register.
Hey, all it takes is one. You got it.
And 2-2 pitch from Johnson. Up high, 3-2 now on Stella Landry. Time is called by the umpire before the next pitch is thrown.
You got it, Ray. Go get it, baby.
And this one is live.
Oh, my gosh.
On the third baseman. She laid out for that, and that was McKenna Klein coming up with a highlight reel play.
Oh, my goodness. Stella was literally robbed.
Yeah, and now that's going to bring up Nevaeh Holmes.
Now batting number two, Nevaeh Holmes.
A regular, Alice Stern.
Alice Stern come up here, and hopefully Nevaeh, too, also. Cubettes still looking for the first hit of the game. And that pitch is taken inside, goes to the backstop for a ball, 1-0.
A good start there. Nevaeh walked her last at bat.
Hey, see it in, see it out. Tight zone here, kid.
Yeah, that one down low for a ball, 2-0.
Hey, watch it up, Neb. Watch it up.
Patience. It gotta be your pitch. No jump.
And this one, high pop, and that is going to be into foul territory. First baseman giving chase, but does come up with it. And meanwhile, over at Fireman's Park, the Brenham Cubs leading Sidewoods. It is 5-4 game being played. They're in the bottom of the fourth inning over there. The Cubs with a one-run lead in that one. And Holmes sends this one. That's going to scoop through. Finally, a base hit for the Cubs.
Good job, Nevaeh.
And now that'll bring up Avery Maurer. And who's Avery going to hit for?
Now batting number four, Avery.
I'm excited,
Maurer.
Doug. Kyle Rosenbaum.
Okay. Kyle, you're next up here. Maurer 0-2, looking for her first hit of the night.
Oh, good to see that first hit up on the board.
And first pitch to Maurer inside for a strike.
Go, Avery!
And next pitch, change up in there for a strike.
Big, big change up, big change up.
And Johnson with the next pitch to Maurer. Outside, and it's 1-2.
Johnson tried to get her to go for a pitch out of the strike zone. Good eye there by Avery.
Go, Avery!
And that one bounced up there, and Holmes takes off for second. And she's out. She had taken a break, and then the catcher made a good recovery there, and then Nevaeh was kind of in no man's land there.
And Zaragoza threw a strike.
And so now Cubettes down to their final out. Well, down to their final strike here. It's 2-2 on Maurer. And Maurer pops this one up. And that's going to be hauled in by the second baseman. And that is it. Your final score, A&M Consolidated wins this one 12-1, and that will send us to the post game. And let's see where we got it at here. And this broadcast of Brenham Cubettes softball was made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The postgame show made possible by Conjura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Thielman Construction, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. And we'll be back with the postgame show after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Conjura Tile says, go, play, win.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Introducing new boneless Wada Wings from Whataburger, tossed in honey butter, honey barbecue, sweet and spicy, or buffalo. Now, we know there are some people who are going to say these premium chicken tender bites are not real wings. And to that we say, so what? It's okay to be deliciously incorrect. Butterflies aren't made of butter, French fries are not from France, and your daddy's famous pork butt, not actually butt. New boneless Wada Wings. Delicious? Yes. Correct? Who cares?
Wada Wings!
Wada Wings!
Wada Wings!
Wada Wings! Just like you, Wada Wings!
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cashback patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at TexasFarmCredit.com/Brenham.
All right, we come back here now to Alumni Field. We're joined by the head coach, the Brenham Cubettes, Coach Katie Roberts. And not the way we wanted to celebrate Parents' Night tonight.
Well, no. I mean, I just think they beat us. They're a pretty good team, period.
That was our observation from up here as well. Yeah, they came out and were able to get some runs on the board early, and that was a really good pitcher, too, that y'all ended up facing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm upset with our offense, the fact that, in my mind, zero hits. I don't know what y'all recorded it up here, but I gave her a no-hitter in my mind. So one hit in five innings is not enough in any game. So anyway, I told them yesterday, you know, when we've been preparing for this, that we were going to have to win it offensively, and they definitely dominated the offensive part of the game and in the circle and really defensively. I mean, they made a hell of a play right there at the end. So we didn't put as many balls in play that were difficult as they did for us to handle, but anyway, I just thought they definitely deserved the win today and were better than us.
And now you got a couple of days to get ready. And then Friday night, Brian Rutter. And what have you heard on them so far this year?
Well, I mean, I'm hoping that we go and take care of business there. That's one that I feel like we should. I knew tonight was going to be tough looking at their lineup ahead of time. I knew that was going to be – I wanted it to be a big one. I wanted us to compete better than what we did. But this next one, if we don't take it, I'll be surprised, really. I'm hoping that we take care of business on Friday.
All right, Coach, we appreciate your time, and we'll see you all again on Friday night.
All right, thank you.
All right, Coach Katie Roberts here on the postgame, and we'll be back after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle, living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Start the year off right with a new Holland utility tractor from WC Tractor in Brenham and warm up with preseason savings. Get 0% deals or cash back offers on PowerStar T5, Workmaster Utility, and T6 models. These powerful, comfortable tractors deliver from 40 to 126 PTO horsepower and capably handle nearly any job you throw at them, from loading to haymaking. Warm up with preseason savings now at WC Tractor in Brenham. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Spring is in the air, and that means I'm here to help you spring into a good night's sleep with Mattress Guys. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy. Are your mattress springs giving you a hard time? Stop by my store and check out some of our reliable brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. We have everything from cooling technology to just good old-fashioned comfort. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
And we welcome you back here to Alumni Field. Time now for our John Breeden Star of the Game and our Honda of Brenham Drive of the Game. And won a whole lot of, as Coach was saying, not a whole lot of star making night tonight. But one young lady, she did come through for the Cubs, got the only run and the only hit.
No doubt about it. And it's a young lady. We saw her quite a bit last weekend. She was new in the lineup this evening. Nevaeh Holmes, her first at bat. She walked and ended up scoring the run. The Cubs' first and only run of the Cubettes, first and only run of the game. And then with one out there in the fifth inning, she got that base hit. So one for one, scored a run. Nevaeh Holmes, our John Breeden Star of the Game.
And the Star of the Game sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South A Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance you can trust. And for the drive of the game, Hyundai of Brenham, we're going to go with Nevaeh Holmes again because it was pretty much default. It was the only hit we got in the game.
The only hit of the night, the pitch for Consolidated just did a of course, her defense made some heck of a plays out there this
Yes,
season.
They did.
We're not going to take anything away from them, but just tough night. But Nevaeh got that base hit, pretty well straight up the middle with one out there in the bottom of the fifth inning. Nevaeh Holmes, our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game.
And drive off in a brand new vehicle today. The team at Hyundai of Brenham offers a great lineup of vehicles, plus finance options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Thielemann Construction and Stegen Thielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Thielemann Construction and Stegen Thielemann Plumbing your first choice for any of your residential needs. Thielemann Construction and Stegen Thielemann Plumbing are proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during this baseball and softball season.
The team at Hyundai of Brenham is ready to help you in choosing your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is well-stocked to please a wide array of driving lifestyles. Their team will address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Whether in sales, financing, service, and parts, Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Check out their selection of vehicles at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball and softball season.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
All right, as we come back here, once again, your final score, the A&M Consolidated Tigers 12 and the Brenham Cubettes 1. And up next, Thursday night, Tommy and I will be with the Brenham Cubs as they start the Brenham Alumni Tournament. And they're going to be taking on Stratford in that first game. And that's a 7:30 start time, 7:05 pregame, and always a fun time at the Alumni Tournament.
Oh, yeah, big weekend coming up this weekend. Get to see a lot of, let's use the term, former Brenham High baseball players.
Yeah.
And maybe a few old-timers, maybe a few. So looking forward to that, always looking forward to the – you know, to the alumni tournament this weekend. It'll be a big time.
And then we'll be back with the Cubettes when they go to Brian Rutter on Friday, and then wrap it up with more games from the alumni tournament on Saturday. And that's going to do it for us here tonight. I want to thank you for joining us here at KWHI.com on the Sports Alternate Feed. And I want to thank Austin for his fine work on the board, as always. And big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And for Tommy to my right, this is Doug Brown, saying good night, everybody.